Marco Benevento with a rare one. The Harry Nilsson tune, Are You Sleeping? And that one is off a tribute album to Harry called This Is the Town, a tribute to Nilsson, put together by Kenny Siegel, a bunch of great artists doing a great artist catalog, and Marco Benevento doing Harry Nilsson's Are You Sleeping? And Marco, you just told me something moments ago while the song was playing. That was the first song you sang on?
Yeah, it was Kenny pulled it out of me, yeah. That was the first song I ever sang for like a record. And I was like, I mean, I used to sing when I was a kid, but anyway, Kenny, being an old soul, Kenny and I really connected and I've remained friends, you know. But yeah, when I first moved up here, we did that track, and I was like, he's like, yeah, you could sing, you could do it. I was like, no, man, I mean, I used to. But, and I was like, he's like, yo, man, I think you could do it. Let's try it. I was like, well, we're going to need a lot of beer. Let's get this rolling, because I don't know what it's going to feel like. And came out great. So thanks, Kenny.
Well, if that was your first singing event on record, great job. And since then, you know, we've been following your solo career. Marco, you've been playing with a whole bunch of different projects and many different outfits. And, well, I love your solo stuff.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
It's really great.
I'm excited to play with the band. We're playing a big festival. We're hosting our second annual festivals coming up next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the following weekend.
Yeah, and, 11 days away from Follow the Arrow. And we're really excited about this. Now, is this your brainchild? This is your idea?
It wasn't my idea, but it was my manager's idea and Drew over at the Barn's idea to get something going over at Arrowwood Farms. And they, you know, a bunch of different bands are doing that sort of their own curated festivals at the same venue, and they sort of wanted me to do a benefesto. and I said, yeah, I'd love to put it all together and see if all my friends could come and do it. And last year went off great, and I'm excited to try it again this year. It's such a cool venue, and it's like very family friendly. You know, it's like it's just a day fest, you know, noon to 10 kind of thing. And so it's a fun hang.
Well, another great lineup besides Marco Benevento. Who's playing with you, Marco?
Rebel Bucket is headlining, and you know, I've collaborated with Cal a couple times on some records. The Barr Brothers are playing. I go way back with Andrew and Brad, back to the Boston days
when they were the Slip.
Exactly. And so they're coming down. And who else is
Lamp
playing? Oh, Lamp. Oh, Scott Metzger, his trio, with some of the guys that are in Trey's band.
Russ Lawton and Ray. Ray plays the keyboards. Russ plays the drums. Scott Metzger, great guitar player. Are you playing with them?
to be determined, maybe.
It sounds like they need some Benevento.
Totally.
And Upstate is playing.
Yeah, I'm excited to hang out with them. It's been a minute.
They're a great band. They used to be Upstate Rubdown. We don't know why they lost the Rubdown. I have questions, but, you know, Upstate to me is like Watertown, Buffalo.
right, absolutely.
But, you know, you talk to anyone from New York and you say you're from the Catskills and they're like, whoa, Upstate.
Totally. And who else? Oh, Michaela Davis is going to play with us.
Yeah, and she's a force. She's almost like an angel. Plays the harp.
She's like an angel fairy. Yeah. I really love her voice and her harp playing. We've done a bunch of tours together, and
Arlie and Jackson from Sister Sparrow are going to be there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's really fun to, like, you know, call up all the musician friends you know and see who's around and do some, you know, a fest and get down in the country.
Well, last year in 2022, you were quite busy. Tell the folks what you did.
Oh, 2022.
You're not summer vacation.
You
had a lot going on. New record?
Yeah, new record. We did the festival. Yeah, I know. It was like post-pandemic. So it was like all of a sudden every musician was just trying to make up for lost time. And last year was a very crazy.
As you do know, your name popped up on so many different band names and events. It was kind of cool to see you popping up everywhere.
Yeah, I was trying to, you know, trying to get back into it. I mean, I missed playing music for people. So any gig that came my way, it was just like, yes.
So meanwhile, while the pandemic was on and we were all kind of sequestered and separated and isolated, you found a whole bunch of equipment hanging around the house in your studio. And a lot of it was malfunctioning.
Some of it was malfunctioning, but I liked the way it sounded anyway and used it. But yeah, I wound up making a bit of an experimental record during the pandemic, and that came out last year on my own label that I started with my manager, RPF Records. And yeah, it was just kind of like a bunch of tunes that I've been working on and a bunch of tunes that I wanted to work on that I had the time to work on during the pandemic, and put it all together and made a record. And it's, yeah, me playing all the instruments, and it's, you know, it's like, I don't like, it's, you know, almost like probably like 50 or 60 different kinds of keyboards and drum machines and things like that. There's lots of different ear candy going on that
record.
Did
you keep all the equipment or did you liquidate some?
I did liquidate a bunch during the pandemic because I was like, how am I going to survive? But then also I managed to move my studio into a bigger space on our property. And so I have room now to collect some more things.
So last time you were here in the studios of 98.1 KZE, Marco, you were on the phone as you were leaving. And it's like, I got to go back to the studio. Mike Gordon's coming over and we're going to jam.
Totally.
How'd it come out?
Came out great. Wait, that was a long time ago, I guess, right?
Yeah.
It came out great. It's funny. I just hung out with him recently. He was just in town driving, you know, between gigs or something. And we stopped and had a drink in Woodstock, and that was good.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, what a great dude. I called him to see if he was around for this fest, but he wasn't.
Too bad.
But yeah.
He's playing with some other band or something.
Yeah, I know. Whatever
something
other band
important
might be.
Yeah, so Fish is doing a whole bunch of stuff. And, well, what do you got coming up besides the Fall of the Arrow Festival, which is June 17th at Arrowwood Farms?
Yeah, June 17th. You know, I just got back from doing two nights at Red Rocks with J-Rad. You know, I'm playing a bunch with Joe and those guys.
How was Red Rocks?
Oh, it was
good scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's probably maybe like one of the best venues.
Like, where
Earth,
do you keep your eyes when you play?
That's,
you know,
funny.
It's like,
yeah. I look all over the place. I try to see if I can connect with somebody all the way at the top.
Because the vantage point from the stage is pretty intense.
It is.
You know, just looking up and the cliffs or the rocks on either side.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty a sea of people just on a crazy slope up, you know,
yeah,
up these rocks
with lights.
Yeah.
And, well, it's a cool place. And, folks, if you haven't been there, get out to Red Rocks in Colorado and it'll blow your mind. And it's one of the coolest venues on Earth.
Yeah.
So that's cool with J-Rad. So Joe Russo and Marco Benevento used to be the Marco Benevento-Joe Russo duo. And
oh, yeah.
You've done a whole bunch of things. At one time, Mike and the Italians were out on the road.
Yeah, that was an amazing summer. We did a tour with Phil Lesh and played all these big sheds, like dirt, you know, outside. And it was a huge thing. I mean, I was like 29.
Wow.
So that was
that and
was
that was
awesome.
Yourself, Joe Russo, uh-huh. Mike Gordon, and Trey Anastasio.
Yeah,
which we called Mike and the Italians.
Yeah, that was a trip, man. That was an amazing experience. But yeah, anyway, what else am I doing? I don't know. I'm doing all sorts of stuff.
Any more J-Rad dates coming up?
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of shows this summer. I don't even know.
Joe Russo's Almost Dead, if you didn't know that, J-Rad.
Oh, yeah.
And cool interpretations of Grateful Dead music. Sometimes the energy outweighs the sum of the whole. It's an amazing project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is really fun. And having you know, Joe as the sort of leader of the band, the drummer, it's really, really interesting because he's just a crazy, crazy cat and has lots of different ideas of how the set should go, and we follow him, so he could speed up or get louder or get slower, and we're all on board with him. He's great.
He's a fun individual, and it must be fun to work with him, because there are times where he's real serious, and other times where, I guess, zany might come to mind. You may know that better, but
We've had a lot of zany moments on the road for sure.
I can only imagine. One time, you guys were at the Bearsville Theater, and I was hanging out, and the sound engineer was like, "Come on, Rick, you got to sing on this song." And I'm like, "I'm not singing with their band. They're instrumental."
You did. You sang on that one of our chorus-y kind of song. Like the
it was
awesome.
More of an anthem, like lot of,
Right. Oh, yeah. Play, pause, stop. That's the song. Right. Yeah. Nice. Wow. Yeah, that was also a long time ago. Bearsville Theater.
Yeah, we jammed on that. And you had the amazing array of toys. And that, I mean, toys.
Yeah, I was touring around with a circuit bent pedal board. So a bunch of Casios that were all hot wired and rewired.
And something with a stick shift and steering wheel. And...
Yeah. It was a children's toy that was modded. Yeah. Yep.
Literally toys. So the Follow the Arrow Festival, this is the second one. We're excited to have it at Arrowwood Farms in Accord. It's not far from anywhere. Impact Concerts and Marco Benevento present Follow the Arrow Festival. Saturday, June 17th. It starts at 1 o'clock. There's general admission tickets widely available. There's VIP tickets, which are going fast, that are available and offers you some great benefits of being in the audience, like a viewing area and maybe some deals on drinks and food or something great like that. So check it out. Go online, look for Follow the Arrow Festival, and you can't miss it. Just search for it and you'll find it. And get tickets. Don't miss out on this day-long event. It starts at 1 o'clock, and doors open at 12, so you can get in, put a blanket out, have a good time, or do whatever you do at a festival to enjoy yourself. It's going to be another great time. Again, Marco Benevento, Rubble Bucket, the Barr Brothers, Lamp, which is Scott Metzger, Ray and Russ from Trey's Band, and more. Upstate is playing. Karina Reichman. Tell us more about her, Marco.
Oh, yeah. She's our bass player, and she has her own band, which is amazing, and she's going to play with her own band, and we're
That's
excited
cool.
to have her. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen her play the bass with you, and she's young, talented, and I'm excited to see her band. That's cool.
Yeah. She's killing it for sure. She is so much fun to tour with,
and also writes great music on too. The bill is the Marco Benevento family band.
Yes, featuring Tony Benevento, my dad.
Really?
Yeah, he sang an Italian song with us last year, and I'm hoping to have him come up and do it again.
Yes, that's awesome.
And my cousins, and my wife, and our kids, and my cousin's kids. We're going to try to...
Your wife is an amazing supporter of you, Marco.
She is. I'm wearing a shirt that she made for she makes our merch, and she makes amazing jewelry, and
she dances around at your shows, knows all the words, and is a super cheerleader.
Oh yeah.
Infectious to be around when you're playing.
Absolutely, yeah. She's my better half.
Marco Benevento, our guest, 98.1 KZE. Follow the Arrow Festival in Accord, Sunday, June 17th. Starts at 1. Anything you'd like to tell the folks, Marco, to hook them and bring them down?
I just say, come have a good time. Great music, great bands, good hang. The vibe is going to be solid, positive. At the end of the night, we're going to bring a lot of guests up and play a bunch of Bowie tunes. So that's what we're working on this week and next week.
So a whole Bowie set.
Well, we'll probably do a little small Bowie set to end the whole festy, which will be fun. We'll get some, Cal to come up and sing and Brad to play some guitar. And
Little TVC 1-5.
Oh, man, that's a good one. That's a great idea. I love that song.
So I'll be there shouting that one out. Come on, Marco.
All right. All right. Maybe we'll put it on the list for rehearsal this week. Let's do it.
Fun to sing, fun to play. It's got it all.
Yeah.
Marco Benevento, a fun player, fun to see, fun to enjoy. Every time I see you play, you engage the audience. You pull them in. And before you know it, you're singing along, you're dancing along. There's cues in Marco sets where you'll say, hey. You'll throw your hands up and be part of the situation, which is a good one.
Yeah, it's a party situation.
Yeah, and that's what we like. So thanks for bringing the party to Arrowwood Farms. And don't miss out, folks. June 17th, get tickets and info and Google or whatever you do to search for Follow the Arrow and get tickets. And we'll see you there. Marco and I will welcome you with open arms to the fest. It's going to be a good time. Marco, thanks a lot for joining us here on 98.1 KZ. It's always a pleasure, and you're always welcome. And maybe we'll do something special in the near future.
I would love to. Absolutely. Right. Thanks for having me.
All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Hi, this is Melinda from Handmade and More in downtown New Paltz. We have new clothing and new toys. I'd like to invite you to come into the store and just walk around and spend some time. We have beautiful things to see. I love pottery, so we always have some new potters coming in. Butterfield Pottery, which is right around the corner. Toys, we have so many more new toys now. And always our clothing. There's always some wonderful new clothes. Come in and look around and relax and have fun. We have a great staff, and I'd like to introduce you to Jess and Kelly, who will tell you a little bit more about the store.
Hi, this is Jess. If you have a long